Welcome to Engagement Head number 30. I'm Sloppy Dave.
And I'm Hoss.
We're sitting outside smoking cigars, CX2 Toros, that we've had for about 2 months. We've been aging them. It's been a while since we've had a podcast, I suppose. Josh, you haven't even been on for like, since May or something.
Six months.
Anyways, we're sitting outside having these good cigars in a park. It's actually the first time I've had a cigar out pretty much in public, I guess. Not really. No, that's not true, because I've had some at coffee shops and stuff. But anyway, so we have a good show for you guys today, so let's go ahead and start the show. All right, so week recap. What have you been doing this week, Josh?
Well, I started this week by being elected president of my frat, my honor society. That was on Tuesday. I almost switched my major and applied for graduate school on Wednesday, but then on Thursday I decided that wasn't quite the best idea, so I could stay here another year. Other than that, just been up to my normal school work. Thanksgiving, ready for that.
Yeah, that's coming up. What, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Got into Magic.
It's exciting. Magic the Gathering?
Magic the Gathering.
That's gay.
Yeah, that is.
Who got you into that?
David Wilder got me
into
that.
That's right. Sloppy Dave got
Sloppy
you
Dave.
Into
that. I'm awaiting the release of The Falconers.
Which is?
The podcast that my brother is apparently being a part of at UNC at Chapel Hill.
So yeah, The Falconers, I guess. Maybe.
Maybe we'll see that today, tomorrow.
It came out last
never.
Thursday, not really. Or was it this Thursday?
It's supposed to come out yesterday.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out yesterday.
And I've seen nothing of it yet. I guess, really, my recap is for the last few months. That was it. Basic schoolwork cool. And football. ECU doing well this season.
Oh, yeah, ECU's doing really well. We have a game versus Marshall tomorrow, which will decide whether or not we go to a bowl game. Which is really exciting. So
and we have a big one against State, at State.
Yeah, we have a big game against State soon. Anyway, my week's been interesting, I guess. I quit jazz ensemble last Friday. Got in an argument with the professor. Just decided I should step away. Nothing personal. Just didn't want to do it anymore. And let's see. This week I've been doing a lot of work. Every day I've been having tests and just back and forth. It's been ridiculous. So it's good to sit out here in a nice park with a bunch of dogs running around and people acting like fools. And a really cute girl sitting under a, what is that called, a Dagobah, whatever? I don't
gazebo.
Remember. Gazebo.
A Dagobah.
She's sitting under a Dagobah. And anyway, so I'm just, you know, and now she's looking nice. Did I say it that loud?
No.
Anyway.
No, I think you did. I think she
did
heard
I?
You.
That's funny.
You've
so anyway. That's fine, I don't care. So anyway, it's been good. I don't know. Been doing a lot of Italian, a lot of reading, I'd say. Anyway. So that's week recap. Let's see, top five results from... Oh, do you have something?
I just want to say that the CX2 is much, much better than the last two I had. And I'm getting a lot of smoke out of it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is the best CX2 I've had.
Yeah, this is great.
I used to hate them, and this is actually
free.
Pretty decent. Yeah, we got this for free at an event at the local Greenville store. Oh, by the way, sorry if you hear whistling and dogs and buses and stuff, because we're sitting right next to a road, but, I mean, you know, we're in Greenville. You got to deal with what you can deal with. Oh, we've been playing a lot of frisbee golf recently, I'd say. Not a lot, but, you know, a fun amount.
More than none.
A fun amount.
I've improved my score.
I have too, yeah.
My last game was, I finished even. My first par on that course. So I was real proud of that. That was last week.
Yeah, that was fun. I finally got only plus 10, which is, no, that's good for me. I've only played 3 times, so. Anyway, I bought a disc, too, so that's cool. Anyway. Let's see. Okay, so anyway, the top five results from last time we had top five, which was in July. I don't really know the exact results, but I know that Cuba won as the favorite vacation, so that's cool. In podcast news, I can say that for some random reason, we got boosted up to a really high number of subscribers compared to any other number we've had. So that's cool. I don't know if that's real or not, but anyway, that's pretty cool. We have a new section right now called Snaps, and what this is a book called Snaps by James Percolet, Monteria Ivy, and Stephen Dweck. Here comes a dog. Here comes a dog.
Is the dog around the tree?
It's around the tree.
Up, oh, I see its tail.
I see its tail.
Actually, its tail looked like a fox tail.
Anyway, so I got this book at a book fair for free and thought, hey, this book looks horrible. This would be great for the podcast. And what it is a bunch of your mama jokes and stuff. And so me and Josh are just going to pass it back and forth, opening to random pages until it gets boring. You start, because I got to get this going.
I'll get started. Ooh, let's start with some eye snaps.
You do one and then I'll do one?
Yeah, some eye snaps. Your mother is so cross-eyed, she walks in circles. You know, that's really not funny, because she's really on a track. So.
All right, we'll start with not funny and go to, your mother is so old, she owes Jesus food stamps.
Your mother's so fat, after sex, she smokes turkeys.
I like that one. I've seen that one, actually.
That's a fat snap.
I like that one. Your sister has been humped so much, her pussy went platinum. That's really funny, because I know your sister, and that's not true.
That's gross. Your mother is so old, she knew Burger King when he was just a prince.
You need to pick better ones, man.
I know, I'm not picking good ones. The next one was funny, though. Mm. But it's, again, a Jesus joke.
Yeah, I thought about it. Yeah. Your mother is so old, she still has her ticket stub from the Christians versus the Lions. Actually, I went to the Coliseum. That was nice. It's cool as hell, man.
Oh, yeah, that's an update.
No, I already talked about it on episode 29.
No, mine.
Oh, yeah, you went to Europe as well.
I went to Europe this summer. That was great fun. London, Berlin, and Paris. And Toronto.
Less than half of what I visited. Cool.
Yeah, but whatever. Because I have a snap for you, David.
All right.
Your sister is so stupid, she dialed information to get the number for 911. How about that one? See if you can come back
from
that.
I don't get that. What is that? What's the number for information?
Zero. It's the operator.
It is?
Oh. Or 411.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or 1-800-ABCDEFG.
Let's see.
Phonics.
I'm looking. What the fuck is this? What the hell?
That's a book. Oh, it's a lengthy snap?
No, it's called Mastering the Art of Playing the Dozens. It's more than a game of fun, it's a battle for respect. It is an exhibition of emotional strength and verbal agility, a confrontation of wits instead of fists. The Dozens is a war of words, perhaps the best type of war there is. It's like a game in the book. We'll have to look at this and maybe play it on the show later, but probably not.
No, it's what we're doing
right
now.
Your mom is so ashy. When she gets out of the shower, she doesn't use lotion. She uses Armor All.
The game of dozens is what we're doing right now.
Is it?
It's where you set up by saying a classic Yo Mama joke, and then it escalates.
Oh.
And it's variations on the dozens and such like that.
Gotcha.
Oh, it's also rhyming. It's Yo Mama jokes that rhyme. Such as this one. Don't talk about my mother, because you'll make me mad. Don't forget how many your mother had. She didn't have one, she didn't have two. She had eight motherfuckers just like you. See, it's much like that.
That actually, that's quick, nice.
That,
I like
that.
That
poetry. But moving back into snaps. Your ears are so big you can hear sign language.
Nice.
I shut the book. That was an accident.
That's fine. Let's see. I don't like that.
Look.
Whoa.
At that. Look at the smoke.
I know. Your girlfriend's legs are so fat they could hold up a pool table. Look how big that snap is.
Wow.
It's the entire page. It's
and
hilarious.
Two fonts. Your hair is so short it looks like stitches.
Thanks.
That's not even mean. That's like you got a nice short haircut.
I guess. What is that?
Your mother has three strands of hair, two on her head and one in her pocket.
Alright.
I guess maybe she's saving one for later.
You're so ugly, your family sent you to the store for bread and then moved.
Oh. This looks like the tree's on fire.
I know, it's great.
trees on fire.
That's hey, man, it's awesome. Trees on fire.
I keep hearing a dog over my left shoulder.
Your mother is so fat, when she falls, she needs a crane to get up. Seriously.
Your mother's so fat, her blood type is Rocky Road. That wasn't even in the book. I just remember that one.
I added the word seriously to mine, and it made it better. Yeah.
Your mother is so stupid, she tried to drown herself in a carpool.
I'm sorry, I was... That girl was looking at his skin.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just tell you, you're dumb.
It's cool. Tell
you're
me how...
You're so dumb.
I'm so dumb.
You leave your fly open in case you have to count to 11. When you could just... not wear socks like you don't wear socks, you jerk. You could just use your toes. Oh, wait. It's an inside joke.
Yep, 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 yep. Your mother is so stupid she thought OPP was a miracle drug. And she failed finger painting.
That's a combo snap. I'm on with some of these snaps.
Yeah, me too.
Your mother's so stupid she thinks a quarterback is a refund. It is if you get a quarterback.
Yeah, it is if you get a quarterback.
That's a play on words. Your brother is so ugly, when he sits in the sand, the cats try to bury him.
The cats try to bury him?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like he looks like crap, like that they pooped out. Get Shit. It? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know, man. That's crazy.
You're so ugly, you couldn't get laid if you were a brick. We're enjoying our cigars now. That's why there's a pause.
Yeah.
For the cause.
Michael Jokes is so ugly, he hurts my feelings. Your father is so stupid, when the streetlight flashed, don't walk, he froze and got hit by a truck.
Not true,
I'm so stupid, I dialed information to get the number for 911.
That is true.
You're so fat, you don't fucking cast a shadow.
I don't get it.
I don't really either. Your mother's so fat she has to use a satellite dish as a diaphragm.
I'm done.
I'm done as well.
That's enough of that.
All right, so links of the week is up next.
Okay, my link of the week is it's actually a video podcast I got into last year when it first came out. It's the Tiki Bar TV podcast, and the website will be in the show notes. But you can subscribe to the podcast.
And what does it do for
you?
Yeah,
iTunes.
What's the show? I've seen some of it.
The basic premise of the show is that there's three friends, and they bring others in as needed to tell the story of Johnny the bartender and the doctor. And the doctor prescribes a drink. Johnny makes the drink, and they teach you how to make the drink on air. The drink's name and... story behind it always correspond with the story that's going on. Like when there was a Russian episode, they did a Russian cocktail. Can't really remember what it was. It's Hawaiian based and Polynesian based, thus Tiki Bar TV. And it's a great video podcast, and the girl in it is really hot.
Speaking of really hot, Jada and Rachel Ray
are
having a showdown Sunday night. And I'm skipping my fraternity meeting to watch it.
At 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock.
Food Network.
All right, well, my link of the week is www.dailycause.com, DAILYKOS.com. It's a political blog. I know you've been following the midterm elections and whatnot, and I'll just go ahead and say that I think it's you know, a good step, but still not completely satisfied.
I agree.
Because I think if our government was truly working well, then it wouldn't take an election to get something changed. It would just, you know, be available for the people.
When necessary.
When they want it. I mean, people have wanted to change for a while. So anyway, I just, you know... But anyway, dailycause.com is a nice blog. I've been reading some others. I can't remember them right now. There's one called Daily Dish. You could search for that. And the Huffington Post, Laura Huffington. I don't know. So, you know, I've been reading some political blogs. Also, I guess I'll throw out another podcast. If anyone is interested in learning Italian, learnitalianpod.com, and also the podcast Learn Italian Pod is really pretty good. I've been listening to it for a little while now. I've tried out some other podcasts to learn Italian, but they're not very good, so I've stuck with that one. Anyway, those are my links, and I guess that's the show.
That's it for now.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Give us a call or an email. That would be great, because I know there are people that listen, and they tell me that they listen, but no one ever, like, really tells me, you know, anything to put on the show or anything. So if you have anything to contribute to the show, feel free, you know? That's all I'm trying to say.
And you can call in.
Yeah, at 206-20-E-HEAD. Yeah. And that's our, you know, our voicemail thing.
Lots of little dogs running around.
Yeah. They're always chasing pussycats. Anyway, so I'll leave with this. Your sister is so fat she can't wear X jackets because helicopters keep landing on her back. And your face is so ugly it looks like your neck threw up. Montel Williams. So I'm Sloppy Dave, and I'll see you guys for episode 31.
And I'm Hoss. See you then.
Peace.
What's your outro song?
Oh, and my outro, I haven't even pressed the thing yet. My outro song will be Wolf Parade, a Wolf Parade song. Enjoy!
and you'd share a life. If I could take the fire out from the wire, I'd share a life and you'd share a life. If I could take the fire out from the wire, I'd take you with me.